person. Like you might say, he never wants to turn loose a panic. He's really a what?
Well, we would say he was really a tight boy.
Okay.
A saver. Never spends his money.
Okay. Now, suppose a person's wearing just really funny looking clothes, like the colors don't go together or something like that, and they're really, really funny looking. You'd say he looks what?
I reckon you'd say he would look like a beggar man, or a ragged man,
Or if, what if it wasn't that they were, you know, ragged clothes or anything, but they just looked kind of funny?
Mismatched clothes.
Well, you'd say that he looks what, though?
Not stylish.
Okay. And what if it was a woman instead of a man? Would you just say, would you be any difference in?
I'd say she didn't have good taste.
Okay. And but what do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really what?
Dressed up.
Okay. And what about with a man? You'd say he's really what? would you say the same thing? Or?
I say he's really dressed up and has on a nice looking suit or something like that.
Okay. And what word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he certainly is what for his age?
Spry for his old age.
Okay. And what would you say that somebody who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition says what?
Well, he sits around and does nothing.
Uh-huh. And what kind of person is that?
Above him,
would you say? Okay, well, I'm just meaning, you'd say he's, instead of saying he doesn't want to do anything, what's another word for that? Just a word that she'd use. Saying, boy, you sure are.
You sure are a bum, a baker.
Okay, or is there any, like, would you say lazy or something like that, or no count?
I'd say it'd be a no count, bum.
Okay. And what do you call the bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with
bill? Cricket.
Okay. And what about an insect that jumps around in the grass? It's not a cricket.
Grasshopper.
All right. And what do you call it when something or somebody just goes completely out of control, like a car skids on the ice and it went, how would it go across the highway if it was completely out of control? You might say it went. How would a car go if it skidded on ice?
If it skidded on ice, you would say he lost control. He'd have no control on it.
Well, how would the car go, though? Like, to describe the way that the car moved?
Zigzag.
Okay. And, would you say it went every which way or something like that?
Yeah,
or?
Every which way, zigzag, every
okay.
which way.
And what do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Haunted
children?
House.
Okay. And what do you call the things that live in there?
The things that live in the haunted house is bats and rats.
Or what do children think live in there that's what they're really scared of that makes it a haunted house?
I imagine you would say witch.
Uh-huh. What about, like, ghost or haunts?
Ghost or witch.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard them called haunts or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, what do you call something that people say brings bad luck, like a black cat or something like that? What do you call all those kinds of things?
Black cat.